Kelly Robinson is the interim Summit County Clerk replacing Kent Jones, who retired last month. In addition to the municipal seats, there are special service positions that will be on the ballot.
So there's something that would be in effect in Park City would be the Snyderville Basin Reclamation District Board. Service Area 3 out in the basin also has an election this year, and then the South Summit Fire District.
The election will be a vote by mail, but there will be limited voter stations on election day. Robinson said the cost of an election is covered by the entity holding the election.
We do have kind of a set rate with the city that we, you know, bill them for after the election. Do it off of how many voters. If there's, you know, 6,000 voters in Park City, then that's what we would bill them for. But we charge them $1.75 per ballot, and that just covers, you know, our printing costs, envelope, you know, anything that's programming the ballots, that type of stuff.
Camas, Colville, Francis, Hennifer, Oakley, and Park City will be voting in the municipal election on November 2nd. If more than two people file for one open seat, a primary election will be held on August 10th. Registered voters will receive a ballot in the mail. The voter registration deadline is Friday, July 30th at 5 p.m. at the Summit County Clerk's Office. However, voter registration is allowed during early voting and on election day. Two forms of ID are required. Eligible candidates must be residents of the town for the past 12 months, a U.S. citizen, and a registered voter. Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.